I must have been in kindergarten or first grade, and we saw a movie on the life of St. Francis. I don't remember anything about that movie but one scene. He was praying in the church. He was a little boy. And he was praying in the church, and the devil came to frighten him. And he took his finger, and he traced the sign of the cross on the stone step, and it was engraved into the stone. And I can still remember that. The power of the cross. Anyhow, our texts. They take this text from the letter to the Galatians because it has this notion. See, from now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus in my body, the stigmata. Now, he didn't have the stigmata as we consider it today. But he was beaten a lot, you know. Beat up, beaten, stoned. So he had a lot of scars on his body. And he said, those are the marks of Jesus. The brand marks, actually. I forgot. Yeah, they don't put it in. The brand, the stigmata. I've been branded by Christ. And it's very powerful. It tries to show us what it means to really follow the Lord. Whether we get beat up in our body or not, it means a lot to follow him. What's the noise? No, no, there's a mechanical sound. Anyway, we'll carry on. The gospel is about who receives revelation. Whom does God instruct directly? You have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the childlike. That kind of confidence in God that just goes like that. Because if somebody's wise and learned, they're content with their own knowledge. If somebody's childlike, I mean like when St. Thomas was dying, well, he didn't know he was dying. He was going up to the council in Rome. He lived in Naples. He was a Napolitano to begin with, but he was living there in the Dominican house. So he started walking up to Rome, and he stopped that night at Fossa Nuova, which is was a Cistercian house. And the monk said, "This is one of these really smart guys. Let's ask him to give us a talk." So he gave a talk on the Song of Songs. And then he went to bed, and he knew he was going to die. So he called, he said, "Can you have one of the priests come and hear my confession? I'm going to die." And so one of the priests came, heard his confession, gave him absolution. A little while later, he died. The priest said, "That man's confession was like that of a 7-year-old child." It was that simple. It was that clear and open to God. So we should pray for that, huh? "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And then you will find rest for your souls." Why? "Because my yoke is easy and my burden light."